Do you know what you are called to do professionally? This is a question we all need to have an answer to so we can live with intention and make aligned career choices. That's because when we align our life decisions with our calling, we are ultimately fulfilling our purpose on earth, and nothing is more rewarding. So, how can you find what you're called to do? I hope today's episode will get you one step closer to understanding your purpose and calling. Today I have an exciting offer for you. I have recently refreshed my coaching framework, Career Clarity Coaching for Health Professionals, and I'm looking for 5 people to beta test that with me. So if you want to be one of 5 people who receive 1 hour of free career clarity coaching with me, Dr. Diane, then click on the link in the show notes and I will leave that open for a 2-week window. And if you click on the link and there's no sessions left, it means all 5 have already been booked. But if you get there fast enough, you can be one of the 5 and hopefully we can get you to clarifying the roadmap to your dream career. So don't waste any time. Click on the link now and hope to see you on Zoom soon. Before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you that you can join our mailing list where you will get a monthly email directly from me on upcoming events, interesting podcast episodes, or other news that may be of benefit to you as you continue on your career development journey. So let's get into today's episode. Honestly, there have been several times throughout my career where I felt out of purpose. I knew this because, 1, I didn't enjoy what I was doing. 2, work was a drag. 3, I knew I wasn't using the best part of who I was in the work that I was doing. 4, I knew my work had little impact when compared to where my heart was and what I knew I needed to be doing. So it brings me to these 2 big words of purpose and calling, which many of us grapple with understanding throughout our lives. I saw a YouTube clip recently where Darius Daniels explained it so simply, and I thought this would be a perfect way to share it on the podcast to simplify what the difference between purpose and calling was. So essentially, your purpose is the reason for your creation. It is the overarching goal for your life, where your calling is God's invitation for your participation in the reason for your creation. Now, essentially, our calling is the things God gives us to do in and throughout our lives in order to carry out our purpose. So, for example, I am called to be a catalyst for driving purposeful change or transformation in healthcare. Now, you can live out your calling through various roles in different seasons of your life and career. And I've seen this in my own career, whether through my advocacy work, roles within community eye health and development, in academia and research. This thread has been consistent. Even now, through this podcast, I'm partnering with God in people development, fulfilling the call to inspire healthcare professionals to identify their purpose and know their value so they can pivot, grow, or scale their careers and make an impact in the world. So ultimately, I am fulfilling my purpose of being a catalyst for driving purposeful change or transformation in healthcare. Now, each of your professional roles may have a different set of responsibilities. The nature of the work can be completely different from one job or one role to the other, and each season may look vastly different. However, your purpose stays the same. And here's the deal. Even if your job changes, the company you work for changes, the nature of your work changes, but when you are purposefully aligned, it will bring fulfillment and significance. Now, calling, as I said, are the things you do on the journey to fulfilling your purpose. The nature of those things can change, but they are or should all be aligned with your central purpose. So do you see the difference? Your purpose is kind of like the end goal, the overarching theme, the big thing that you were created to do or the impact you were designed to have in this world. Your calling are the things you will do along the way, which can take different shapes, forms, the nature of which can shift and be a little bit more flexible and fluid. However, the central theme of your purpose remains the same. So here are three takeaways. One, you are called to different roles in different seasons of your life, and each of those is part of you fulfilling your purpose in life. Each job is merely an assignment toward that bigger purpose, and though different, remains true to what you were created to do. And in order for you to fulfill your purposeful assignment in that job, it must be strategically aligned with your purpose. Number two, your profession is a platform to live out your calling and achieve your purpose in life. And number three, stepping confidently into your calling requires alignment with God's vision for your life. That is, you saying yes to your purpose. But before you can even say yes to your purpose, you have to know what your purpose is. So the challenge for you today is to do some introspection. Deep soul searching. If you are not clear on your purpose, I want you to stop and think about the various roles throughout your life and what the common threads were, whether in life or in your career, especially the times when you felt most energized, when you were functioning effortlessly at peak performance and felt the most joy or witnessed the impact of your work. Document those. Notice the common threads and then put words to the common thread throughout those different assignments. And then craft your purpose statement. I want you to take your journal, take a pen, and after you've done this introspective work and reflected on what you think your purpose is, you're going to write, "My purpose is to," and you're going to fill in the blank. And once you know your purpose statement, remember what I said, that does not change. Your job may change, your job title may change, your roles may change, but your purpose never changes. Each role is simply a piece of the puzzle. You are called to function in a specific capacity towards the ultimate goal of your life, and that should always remain clear in your mind and in your heart. And I'll close off today's episode with these words. Your profession creates a platform for you to live out your calling, fulfill your purpose, and make an impact in the world. Be blessed. And that's a wrap for today. If you found value in today's episode, do share it with a friend who you think may need to hear this. And if this episode inspired you, would you be so kind as to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd love to hear how our content is helping you on your professional development journey, and your review will also help others discover and benefit from this podcast. Looking forward to hearing more? Then meet me back here again next time for another episode of Life Beyond Clinical Practice. Goodbye.